8 a.m. having arrived. I'm going to call the Committee on Taxes to order, and we have a quorum already, which on a day like this is exemplary. So thank you, members, for this. And with that, we'll start with approval of the minutes. Representative Les Legarde.
Mr. Chair, I move the minutes.
Representative Les Legarde moves approval of the January 29th, 2019 minutes of the Taxes Committee. Any discussion on that? If not, I'm going to call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The minutes are approved. Representative Fabian, how did the hockey game come out last night?
I knew everyone was interested. Roseau and Morrow tied 2-2.
Are you?
No.
Heard it on NPR.
37 below at game time.
So, who's having the better season right now, Representative Fabian?
Right now, Roseau is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it was in Roseau?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of a maybe a mild upset.
Yeah, actually, Roseau beat them the first time they played. Okay. I think it was 5-0, but it's high school sports. That's why we play the games.
It is exactly.
That's why you play the games on a cold winter night.
Exactly.
And we killed lots of ash borer beetles, too. Emerald ash borer beetles last
yes.
night.
Yes. Also, welcome back, Representative Brand. And Representative Brand had a bill up yesterday, if you remember, but Representative Gomez carried the bill for him, but he did bring cookies.
Oh.
He understood the tradition, and so, Pages, if you would pass those out, and I don't see the most senior member here.
Right here.
So we will, so the next most senior is right there, Representative Davids on the corner. If you would start with him, and just one, please, Representative Davids, and then pass those on. Thank you. All right. We are ready to hit the agenda. So the first bill up is House File.
Thank you.
Well, House File 333. Representative Acum, welcome to the committee. And Representative Joaquin, would you move House File 333?
Yes, I will, Mr. Chair.
All right. Representative Joaquin moves House File 333 for possible inclusion into the omnibus tax bill. And we have an author's amendment. And let's take a look. It looks like the A2 amendment. Representative Joaquin, would you move the author's amendment to get the bill into its proper shape?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We'll move the author's amendment to get the bill into its proper shape.
We have a motion to move A2 amendment. Any discussion? Hearing none. I will call for the vote on the A2 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Representative Acum, welcome to the committee, and please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Marquardt and members. And I want to say that this is my first hearing, and I brought treats.
Oh, now, so hold up. We got to hold things up again. Please, Pages, if you would distribute the goodies and start with the senior member on the committee at this point, Representative Davids. So, it does. Thank you. Representative Acum and Representative Brand, thank you so much for following tradition and keeping the early cold morning, keeping the members very happy. So,
well, it is my pleasure, and I thank you and the members for hearing our bill this morning. And in that vein, I also want to thank the other representatives who are supporting this bill, all from Minnetonka, Representative Lori Pryor and Representative Steve Elkins, and Senator Paul Anderson for supporting it in the House, along with Senators Steve Swazinski and Melissa Franzen. And I also want to thank Representative Davids for hearing this bill last session and approving it. We know ultimately it was a part of the omnibus bill that was vetoed for other reasons, but I appreciate that efforts last year. And so just in kind of an overview, this is a tax exemption, and in our case, actually, it will be a refund for the construction materials for a new public safety facility, police station, and fire station for the city of Minnetonka. And it will do a good job of improving and protecting our infrastructure that we already have and in order to provide better public safety for our community. And so with that, maybe I can turn it over to our assistant city manager, Perry Vetter. And maybe I should also just point out that we have our chief of police, John Vance, here, our chief of, fire department, John Vance, chief of police, Scott Borboom, and our captain, Andy Gardner. And so just so you know that the experts are in the house.
Gentlemen, thanks for being here and braving the weather today. So, Mr. Vetter, welcome, and please state your name for the committee.
Thank you, Chair Marquardt. My name is Perry Vetter. I am the assistant city manager for the city of Minnetonka. Also, thank you to members of the committee and also Representative Davids and the committee members last year for hearing this bill. This project is a $25 million police and fire facility project in the city of Minnetonka. It is going to most likely be funded by city-issued bonds. The city council will make that decision here coming in a number of months. Last year when we were before the committee, we were in the concept plan phase for the project. So at that time, that's why we were thinking an exemption to the state sales tax would have benefited us greatly because it would have started before that. I'm pleased to say that last Monday evening, our city council did approve the final phase of the land use application. So now the hard part is we have to go build it. That'll be our next phase of the project. This facility project will renovate our existing police station and our existing fire station on our city campus for police use. It will also then be new construction for our fire department. And we kind of have three goals when we talk about this project. The first is to improve our safety and response. The fire station was built in 1975 on our Minnetonka campus, and a lot has changed since then in the delivery of fire services. The other piece is to accommodate growth in our changing workforce. When we think of our police delivery model of going to medical calls, Minnetonka has been a leader on mental health crisis work in the community, that it's not just police and safety calls anymore. They are dealing directly with residents on a one-to-one level. And the other one is protecting investments in our equipment. And when you think of the weather conditions that we all brave through to get through today, a majority of our vehicles currently sit outside. And when you think of those medical supplies, oxygen, et cetera, in those vehicles that are sitting outside tonight, that is one of the main reasons why we want to get all that equipment inside and protect that investment. So. The facility project itself, it's about 95,000 square feet, 30,000 would be renovated, 60,000 square feet would be new construction. And as we look at the shape of our bill this evening, it would provide a refund exemption up to about $850,000 on the sales tax for construction materials. So with that, we'll stand with any questions and thank the committee for being here today.
Thank you very much. Representative Acom, are the other gentlemen going to testify or they're just here for backup?
I think they're here for backup.
Okay, very good.
And so if there's any questions specific to their departments, they'd be happy to answer.
So, and Ms. Dalton, this bill is similar to the ones we heard yesterday. Is that correct? And Ms. Dalton?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's correct. The only difference is they haven't started the actual construction. However, I'm assuming that they are in the process or will be in the process of letting contracts prior to session being over. And so those contracts will have the sales tax built in, which is why we need the refund mechanism this year, which was not in the bill last year.
Okay. Questions from members. Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and hopefully groundbreaking isn't today, right?
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, what's the final budget for the building of the and retrofitting and so forth?
Thank you for that question. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry. I'm still getting used to this process. Thank you for that question. And I think in rough terms, it's about $25 million, but I will ask Perry Vetter to answer
more closely.
Yes, Chair, members of the committee. The facility project is $25 million. It's about $11 million in renovation costs to the police station and fire station and about $14 million of new construction.
Any other questions? Representative Lestegaard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question. Do you guys have, obviously, the size of your community that you have city engineers that follow the process throughout, you know, cradle to grave throughout the whole project?
Who wants to represent? Mr. Vedder?
Yes, Chair, members of the committee. We do have city engineers and city planners on staff. We also have a project lead architect of Wold Architects and Engineering of St. Paul that are actually going to be doing the civil drawings and contract documents, but our internal staff will be doing review and project management.
Any other questions from members? Anyone from the audience that would care to testify for or against House File 333 or with concerns for House File 333? Seeing none, Representative Acom, any final comments?
I just thank you for braving the cold to be here today and appreciate the opportunity.
Representative Joaquin renews her motion to lay over House File 333 as amended for possible inclusion into the tax omnibus bill. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Davis.
I would move the Hertas bill, House File 37.
Representative Davis moves House File 37 for possible inclusion into the tax omnibus bill. And Representative Davis, we do have an author's A1 amendment. Would you care to move that also?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the A1 amendment.
Representative Davis moves the A1 amendment. Any discussion on the A1 amendment to get the bill in this proper form? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The motion does prevail. The A1 amendment is adopted. Representative Hertas, thank you so much for being back again today. And I do want to thank you for carrying this bill also, because I know it's taking care of a situation that actually involved back along the border on Minnesota and North Dakota and back in my neck of the woods, too. So thank you so much for bringing this forward.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. And, Mr. Chair, yesterday I received a email from the Department of Health, and they are recommending just one minor little oral change, if I may introduce that.
You may.
Okay, on page 2, line 1.
Okay, just hold up just a second so everyone can get their representative heard us. Okay, page 2, line 1.
Right. You'll see in quotation marks it says certificate of birth. And the department says they have certificates of birth and certificates of birth resulting in stillbirth. So they would like it to just be a little more clear so that there's a distinction between the two types of certificates that they issue. So what I'm proposing to do is right after the word birth on line 1 to insert resulting in a stillbirth and then quotation. So it would be those three words. Four words, resulting in a stillbirth.
So the the David's oral amendment would be after the word birth on line 2.1, insert four words, resulting in a stillbirth.
Yeah.
And that would be the second birth.
No.
It's after the first.
The first birth.
Okay.
So where the quotations are, it should say certificate of birth resulting in a stillbirth.
And then quotations again.
In quotations.
All right.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So Representative Davids, the oral amendment here is line 2.1 after certificate of birth, then insert resulting in a stillbirth with quotation marks and after that. Everyone understand that? Okay, we will incorporate that into the motion. Very good. Please proceed.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and members, this bill was part of the omnibus tax bill last year. Representative Kim Koppelman from the North Dakota legislature had contacted me previously last year, and he, in his private profession, prepares tax returns. And it was discovered then when preparing tax returns for Minnesotans living on the border of our state that some of the clients out there who unfortunately experience a stillbirth, the only hospital in the area to serve the community in Moorhead is in Fargo. And so the way the tax law was written, for those unfortunate instances for families that the baby was delivered in North Dakota and died in North Dakota, even though they're Minnesota residents, because it was extra state birth, it didn't qualify for the credit. So that's what this bill is about, is to fix that problem. And we also extended it to military personnel that might give birth overseas or in their active duty, that if they're a Minnesota resident, they can also claim the stillborn credit. And the incidence of this, according to the fiscal note and the research, is it happens approximately on average 200 times a year in the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
But otherwise, that's it.
Members, any questions? And I don't think we need to deal with this today, but staff has noticed that on line 2.9 and 2.11, you also have references the certificate of birth where that language can be added, but we can do that later and make sure we get that all correct, if that's okay with members. Representative Erickson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As long as you're doing clarifications, the certificate would be certificate of birth resulting in stillbirth, not in a stillbirth. That would be the phrase that we would use on the certificate.
We will,
if we're going to be consistent throughout.
Representative Erickson, we will note that then. We're not going to change it right now, but we will make that note. So, anything else from members? Representative Lee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate you bringing this forward, Representative Hertas. I know you had worked on this last session. I have a couple constituents who have contacted me about this. Told me you were working on it, so I was happy to sign the bill and happy you brought it forward again. This is a good thing for families in Minnesota.
Thank you, Representative Lean.
Any other comments from the public? Anyone that has any comments on House File 37 from the audience? Seeing none, thank you again, Representative Hertas, for bringing this forward. And is there anything else you'd care to say?
No, thank you, and I'll certainly ask, but I think because of the tax filing, you maybe want to consider making this a general register bill and getting to the governor as quickly as possible. It certainly would allow those folks to be inclusive with their tax returns rather than waiting till the end of the year and having to amend it. So I might ask you to consider amending that motion.
For today, we'll continue with just the motion that was offered. So Representative Davids renews his motion to lay over House File 37 as amended for possible inclusion into the tax bill. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Members, that's it for today. Tomorrow we're going to be looking at just a little general, staff is going to give a little general overview of tax expenditures for 5 to 10 minutes, and then we're going to look at the OLA report on the research and development credit. So with that, everyone have a great day, and thanks for those who brought goodies, and the tax committee is adjourned.